So allow me to introduce the attendees from the company. Chair of the Nomination Committee, Mr. Osamu Nagayama. And the Representative Executive Officer, President, CEO, as well as the Chairperson or Chairman of the Board of Directors, Mr. Satoshi Tsunakawa. My name is Sharma from Corporate Communications Department. I'll serve as DMC. So I'd like to ask Mr. Nagayama to explain the background to change in the President. Hello, everyone. My name is Nagayama, the Chair of the Nomination Committee. As we have already announced earlier, today, Mr. Nobuaki Kurumatani, Representative Executive Officer, President and CEO, made a request to step down as from the position of Director, Executive Officer, and the Representative Executive Officer, and we have accepted his request. Now, on this basis, at the Board of Directors meeting held today, a decision was made to appoint Mr. Satoshi Tsunakawa, Director and Chairman, as the Representative Executive Officer and President. Mr. Kurumatani became the CEO of Toshiba in April of 2018, and in November of the same year, established the Toshiba Next Plan, which is a five-year company-wide transformation plan, and laid the course of direction for Toshiba's restoration. During phase one of the plan, the co-owning power was enhanced and laid the pathway for stabilization of operation. And in January of this year, Toshiba was able to return to the first section of TSC. Upon return to the first section, Toshiba's revival mission had been completed, and so Mr. Kurumatani asked to be stepped down, which was accepted. I'd like to pay my respect towards the new knowledge and perspective that he brought to Toshiba Group's management, as well as the contribution he has made in rebuilding the management of the company thus far by Mr. Kurumatani. Now, Mr. Tsunakawa, who has now been appointed as the Representative Executive Officer and President, when he was the President in 2016, he had to steer the course of management in an extremely difficult environment, such as having to normalize the settlement account, had to deal with the parent guarantee issue of the U.S. nuclear power generation business, enabling introduction of foreign capital toward the memory business, and to be removed from the securities on alert or the watch list, as well as to raise funds through capital increase through third-party allocation, which was conducted with the objective of avoiding a situation of that overhang. But he was able to address these management issues one by one. Now, Mr. Tsunakawa became the chairman of the Board of Directors in April last year and removed himself from the role of Executive Officer, but he had returned as an Executive Officer on the 7th of April this year, and right now he is responsible for execution operation of engagement with the shareholders as part of his special mission. Now, Mr. Tsunakawa has the experience of overcoming difficult issues as the President and has the strong trust from the stakeholders, including the shareholders, and we felt that he was the most the appropriate person to assume the position as the President because we need to deal with the various issues such as the initial buyout offer from the CVC Capital Partners, as well as the execution of the business plan, as well as the upcoming AGM. But at the same time, when we take into consideration the need for renewal of the management to advance the data business that has already started, as well as rapid shift to the green energy, it is also necessary that we work in parallel an early transfer to a new structure. As the chairperson of the board, as well as the chair of the nomination committee, intend to examine the next executive structure from a comprehensive perspective going forward. As we have already announced, we have received initial proposal related to the buyout, as well as taking the company private from CVC on the 6th of April. Now, this proposal is to buy the entire company, in other words, to buy out all the shares of the company. But even as the initial proposal, it lacked details, and certainly was not something that was solicited by Toshiba, and the proposal came out all of a sudden. And as Mr. Kajiyama, the METI minister, pointed out at the press conference held after the cabinet meeting on the 9th of April, in order to make this plan or proposal real, one needs to go through the procedures outlined by the Foreign Exchange and Foreign Trade Control Act. CBC has indicated that they will provide a detailed plan going forward, but at this point in time, it is not possible to evaluate, and there are many issues that require a careful consideration. The situation remains extremely fluid, but we intend to disclose the information as necessary going forward. The responsibility of the Board of Directors is to act for the best interest of our company as well as for our shareholders, and we recognize this to be the most important matter. Now, Toshiba, in January this year, reached a significant milestone, which was returned to the first section of our TSE after 3.5 years of absence. And we are now at an important juncture to grow as infrastructure service company. The responsibility of the board is to act for the best interest of all the shareholders and for all of the stakeholders, and we recognize this to be the most important task for us. The sudden change in the president may have caused some concerns for you, but we will do our utmost to further enhance our governance and compliance, and we will do our utmost to enhance the value for all of the stakeholders. It certainly is not going to be easy to sustainably grow a company under a rapidly changing environment. However, Toshiba is a company with many tangible and intangible assets, such as technology and the personal talent, which has been developed over many years of history. I intend to do our utmost so that we are able to leverage the potential to the maximum and to progress as a company that is able to contribute towards a sustainable society. I ask that you provide your understanding, support, and guidance towards Toshiba going forward. This completes my opening statement. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Mr. Tsunaka will have some remarks. This is Tsunakawa. Earlier, as Mr. Nagayama, the chairman of the nomination committee, explained, with the board resolution made today, as of today, I have become representative executive officer, president, and CEO. Mr. Kurumatani, in 3 years, since he came into position, returned Toshiba to Section 1 of Tokyo Stock Exchange, and also through Toshiba Next Plan, realized strengthening the core profitability. At the same time, he has been working to revive Toshiba and to make leaps. To this, I want to pay my respects. Thank you very much for all the hard work. Our company has already has gone past the retrenchment phase. We are now at the entry point of the growth phase. For Toshiba, who has continued this certain steps ahead, this time's top management change will not alter our basic course. We will continue with the course of our core mission to enhance our corporate value. We will aim for stable growth as infrastructure service company, and we will aim to make leaping growth as world's prominent, eminent CPS growth company. We want to get into the growth trajectory and aim to achieve our goals. The immediate mission given to me is to work on important management matters, such as to work on the upcoming AGM and to respond to the initial proposal from CVC Capital. I will take the important work of taking the helm of managing the company. I want to reestablish all over again the relationship of trust and confidence with shareholders and stakeholders. Our company's purpose and basic policy of corporate governance is to achieve sustainable growth and realize mid to long-term corporate value. And we, doing so, we want to be of interest to shareholders and other stakeholders. We want to have close communication with shareholders and manage company with a discipline and enhance corporate value and TSR. A company has various stakeholders: shareholders, investors, clients, suppliers, people in the community, and employees. And Toshiba's credo is commitment to the people, committed to the future. For a company to achieve medium to long-term sustainable growth and to enhance corporate value, it is necessary to consider about our stakeholders, think about the society's sustainable growth and SDGs, and to continue to create and provide value to the society. Our company has opportunities such as decarbonization and solving other social issues, and new technologies such as quantum encryption, communication, and precision medicine. We have the technology and human resources to contribute to society and for new technology. By aligning the issues that the global environment has and the changes in the global economy, we want to aim for solving management issues and going towards our direction that we should go for. And one of the values that we have is do the right thing. Life, safety, and compliance have precedence above all management issues. We will continue to work on strengthening them going forward as well. When I became president of Toshiba in 2016, Toshiba was appointed to the special attention market in the stock market. We were at a crisis, but thanks to customers who believed in us, in our technology and quality, and due to our customer support, we have Toshiba today. And since the accounting issues days, the employees who have worked together to overcome the difficulties and who have worked on the revival of Toshiba Group, together with them, we will do our best to maximize our abilities. And as environmental changes are rapidly changing, business environment is rapidly changing, we need to rejuvenize management. Once I fulfill my mission, I will be handing over to the next generation. From today, as the new representative executive officer, president, and CEO, I will do my best so that Toshiba Group can contribute to the sustainable society and so that we can become a growing company that can be a good company. I will do my best.
So we have received a comment from Mr. Kurumatani on his resignation. So I would like to read that on behalf. 3 years ago, I was considered reckless to take on the mission of Toshiba Revival, but I'm alone. I have participated in Toshiba and worked on reviving Toshiba. When we were relisted on first section of TSE in January this year, we have completed all of the Toshiba Revival mission, and so I feel a sense of achievement. I've consulted with family in January and I've decided to make departure from hard work so that I am able to recharge myself. Thank you for all the effort that you have provided for me 3 years ago. I have received an extremely clear mission to protect and revive Toshiba, the treasure of Japan, from Mr. Kobayashi, the former chairperson of the board, as well as Mr. Ikeda, chair of the nomination committee. And the mission was that we were to deal with the negative legacy, to achieve a focus on selection of business, to recover the profitability by enhancing core earning power, as well as to return to the first section of TSC to achieve revival of Toshiba. And the negative the legacy had been completed in a year and a half after the divestiture of the LNG contract, and we have also more or less completed the selection and consideration, and we are now more or less debt-free. And in terms of earnings, we have been able to improve our fixed cost by some 130 billion yen in 3 years. It's not sufficient as yet. The fixed ratio has come down significantly, and our earnings have the quadrupled versus 2019. Our operating margin has returned to the highest level in 20 years. So we have been able to return to the first section at a long-awaited challenge by improving the compliance issue, recovering the business performance, achieving stability. So the four missions regarding revival had been completed, and so the Toshiba's revival has been completed. This was blessed by many people, and this was a great the experience for me, once in a lifetime opportunity, achievement, once a long-cherished dream.
In the meantime, I had to push forward with unpopular measures, but thank you very much to the senior managers and employees who have followed me. Thank you so much indeed. But at the same time, after having gone through this difficult period, when we conducted the all-employee questionnaire survey, we have seen that the company received very high support from the employees. I very much feel rewarded from the employees. Toshiba has now completed its turnaround, and Toshiba is going to strengthen service business and digital business. Quantum encryption and other new technologies is where Toshiba is going to go forward. And now that I am resigning, this means I feel very sorry for the shareholders who bought shares believing in my policy and myself, and to the customers and to all the employees and to all the stakeholders. Toshiba is a wonderful company, especially the technology and the engineers who bear these technologies. This is the great asset of Japan. If we do not unwaver and we implement our policies in 10 years, infrastructure, Toshiba will become a global infrastructure service company and will become an excellent digital company. I deeply love Toshiba, and I am very grateful to the shareholders, customers, and to the Toshiba employees who aim for reforms. I have been able to fulfill the revival mission. I have been able to fulfill my calling. I think Toshiba is now back to becoming a good company. And I still feel that Toshiba can even become bigger, to become a true leading company that Japan will be proud of, but I would like to watch over fondly for that to happen going forward. Thank you very much for 3 years. This is the comment from Mr. Kurumatari.
So this completes the initial the comment from Toshiba. So I'd like to start the Q&A session. Inomata-san from NHK. My name is Inomata from NHK. Can you hear me? Yes. I have three questions. The first question is something that I want to ask Nagayama-san. The CVC's buyout proposal, there is a strong interest as to what this may happen, but I understand that the former, the management was being supported, but with this change, would this proposal go back to being back to NEO? Now, there are activists from the abroad had been some of the major issues. So, what is your consideration in regards to this? And the third question can be from anyone. Mr. Kurumatani is not here, and the press conference is addressed by you two only. So, why is Mr. Kurumatani not here? This is Nagayama. Thank you very much for your question. In regards to the CVC's initial proposal, we consider it to be initial proposal, and there was a the mention of the current management in the proposal, but the proposal is not yet official. And in terms of details, I do not have a full understanding as yet, but the resignation of Mr. Kurumatani on this occasion, as was described and in the comment from Mr. Kurumatani in his resignation statement, but he had a step down based on his own reasonings. So as to whether the CVC proposal will be retracted or not, we do not know. But the decision to resign was based on his own accord, so if you could understand as such. And your second question was in December 2017, and there was 600 billion yen of a capital increase, and as a consequence, we had international investors that came into the company, so I think your question was in that regard. Now, back then, many the investors from overseas were to come in, and we were aware of that. And there were some concerns that there would be a high ratio of the international investors. But this capital increase would enable us to resolve the situation or potential debt overhang. So that was considered to bring about greater benefits than disadvantage. But there were many other benefits as well, and the journalists, you may not remember back then, but Western Digital had started litigation, and the memory business was sold to the Bain theater group, and we were able to avoid that overhang situation. And Western Digital litigation had brought about a situation we didn't know what may happen, but we had the 600 billion in capital, and we were able to escape the situation from becoming a debt overhang. So we have been able to make investment ourselves, and so the Western Digital also decided not to forego with the litigation, so we didn't have to go through that the litigation struggles. And with regards to how the 600 billion yen was used, so we had Chapter 11 for Westinghouse back then. And the power company is in US, we had to pay the parent a guarantee. Rather than paying this in installment, we were able to use the 600 billion yen to pay at once. So the loss was finalized in 2017 at the same time. And we had this 2 trillion yen, the memory business deal. We had the tax that we need to pay. So that tax and also the finalized loss, we had the tax benefits, which has enhanced the company value for the shareholders. So there were many benefits brought about by that. And at that point in time in December, the Toshiba, which was facing risk, and the investors who had actually made a lot of investment towards the company, I am very appreciative of those investors who made investment in the company back then. And we have many investors who may be called activists, but even before December, when we raised capital, many of the investors had already invested in company prior to that. So we will continue to communicate with some other shareholders so that we are able to establish a positive relationship. And regarding the third question, so Mr. Kurumatani had decided that he preferred not to attend the conference. And so have read out his comment on his behalf. Thank you very much. I understood.
So next person, Mr. Inagaki. Inagaki-san, please. Financial Times, Inagaki is my name. Thank you. Mr. Tsunakawa just said that he wants to build good relationship with the investors. One of the investors is Farallon. They are asking for an independent special committee and then discuss and review seriously the proposal of the buyout. Are you considering the special committee? How are you considering? Maybe I can answer. The independent committee establishment. It's in general mainly done centered around external directors. We do not have an official formal proposal received yet. Once we receive a formal proposal, then we would like to start considering. Thank you very much.
So the next question is from Ezawa-san. Ezawa from Citigroup Securities. I have two questions. Nagama-san earlier said And the first, the response that you gave. Now, resignation of Kurumatani-san, this was based on his own the reasoning. And so the CVC's, the buyout proposal, as to whether this is going to go back to the drawing board or not is not something that you don't know. But I think the nuance was that you need to, we need to consider this in relation. But the CVC's buyout offer may not be the official as yet. But Toshiba's position was that this was something that was brought about by Kurumatani-san, or was it something that he led, or he was related to this proposal? And that was the reason you have made your previous comment that hinted that there were some the relationship. No, the way I put it may not have come across right. So Mr. Kurumatani, the requested to step down today, and the initial proposal from CBC, now, CBC, in Mr. Kurumatani stepping down, what are they going to think? That is something that we have no idea about. That is what I wanted to say. Understood. And I have another question, and this is a question for Tsunakawa-san. And the maximization of value for the shareholders, I think you mentioned that, but when we look at the past, what the Toshiba had done, and Toshiba had actually divested in business and assets, and the cash generated was used for share buyback. And to achieve a share buyback and maximize the shareholder value, I understand that there was that kind of policy or approach. Now, this tends to be aimed at somewhat of a shorter the span shareholder value. But when you think about the medium to long-term growth and the shareholder value of a medium to long-term the perspective, do you think that the management policy thus far needs to be changed? I say, for example, the holding in Kioxia. You said that the majority of the proceeds from the sales, that proceeds from the sale would be returned to the shareholders. I think that is a policy that you have already announced. But under Tsunakawa-san, do you intend to continue with that policy? Medium to long-term enhancement or shareholder value. Here, we are conducting business. So basically, we want to provide good product and service to the society and gain profit from that and return that to the shareholders. So we want to repeat that continuously so that we are able to progress over a medium to long-term perspective. But something like capital allocation that you referred to, say, for example, in regards to the Kioxia holding, the basic stance will not change going forward, but within the board of directors meeting, we will establish committees and have thorough discussions and work on these aspects. Not just limited, well, with regards to Kioxia holding, we are not involved in the business there. So IPO and others are not under our authority to decide. But if we end up receiving proceeds and to return that to the shareholders, that is not something we intend to change. But the appropriate level of capital at the end of March, we will have the balance sheet as of the end of March, and we will relook at the appropriate level of our capital and have discussion, including the board, and we will re-examine the appropriate level. But basically, the stance has not changed.
Continuing on, Yao-san, please. I will leave Yano-san to later. Are you on the line? Yano-san, I will proceed. Abe-san, please. Abe-san of TV Tokyo. Thank you. Up until yesterday, regarding Mr. Kurumatani's treatment, there was a discussion and talks whether proposal to dismiss him may be brought to the board. But how is it that now it is the resignation request from Mr. Kurumatani from himself? This is Nagayama. There has been no discussion about dismissal. It was today that Mr. Kurumatani himself submitted resignation himself. up until yesterday, regarding the treatment of Mr. Kumatani, there were various discussions made. I have confirmed that. But then, was it today that Mr. Kumatani submitted his resignation? But there was no discussion till today? If there was dismissal discussed at all, then that would be the discussion in the nomination committee. But the nomination committee did not make any such discussion. So resignation due to the request of the person himself. I don't think this request was all of a sudden today. What has been the discussion that took place beforehand? What is the background? It was today. And within Mr. Kurumatani's own comment, everything is said. We read his comment earlier. He seems to have been thinking since January of this year. He talked with his family. In a sense, he accomplished what he had to do as it was introduced. He wanted to put an end around this timing. This is what I hear. The reason for the resignation, there was a comment earlier, and internally and outside of the company, the issue of the conflict of interest. This has been pointed out, also pointed out from the shareholders too, that Mr. Kurumatani used to be the top of CVC Japan in the past, and from this CVC, the proposal was made. Is this not a conflict of interest? There is this relationship. Has this affected his resignation? And on this, what were the views in the board? The conflict of interest with CVC. Mr. Kurumatani was chairman of CVC before coming to Toshiba. He is no longer with CVC, he is with Toshiba. This proposal is initial proposal, is not of formal official proposal yet, and the proposal came from CVC. The initial proposal came from CVC, and of course, the company is responding, and the company is not particularly open to the proposal as of yet. This conflict of interest, if this discussion or talks being raised, conflict of interest, I am aware of that, but that is not the case. And Mr. Fujimori, one more thing, external director. He is the advisor to CVC today. What is your thoughts about the treatment of Mr. Fujimori? In the case of Mr. Fujimori, he is with CVC. He has a position in CVC. The conflict of interest, if we are going to review the proposal from CBC, then he will not be able to directly participate in that review. Thank you.
So next question is from Yoshizumi-san. And Yoshizumi from SMBC Nikko Securities, thank you for the opportunity to ask. I have one question. Now, Tsunakawa-san earlier talked about the course of direction of the company as infrastructure service company will not change. Now, Kurumatani-san had led in the Toshiba Next Plan, but now the change in the top leadership, what type of impact can we expect towards the Toshiba Next Plan as a consequence? In particular, improvement of profitability, will there be change in how that will be considered? And enhancement of earning power, and so 130 billion yen of improvement in the last 3 years. And I understand that further 130 billion yen of improvement is planned going forward. Will there be change to this plan for March 2023? I think you were expecting improvement of 20 to 40 billion. Reduction of cost, felt that there could be potential impact towards this, but improvement of the earning power. Would there be a change towards this endeavor? This is Nakawa speaking. Next plan, the basic direction or the vision to become an infrastructure service company to work on CPS, that does not change. But market situation has changed. We have had the impact from COVID-19. There is going to be the US-China trade war. So where there is a need to review, we will review. And the result of the review, as early as we are able to come up with plans, we intend to share that with you. Thank you.
Now, Yasui-san, please. Yasui-san. UBS Securities, Yasui speaking. Thank you very much. From my side, I have three questions. The first question is, overlapping with the earlier person, any changes to the current midterm plan? The goal, policy, the change in organizational structure and staffing. What is the thoughts of Mr. Tsunakawa? And then the second question is Kioxia Holding. With IPO like last year, and upon the press basis proposal to acquire from US, this is being heard. Does the Japanese, we also hear that the Japanese government also wants to protect this company. So what is your thinking of this stage, and in as much as you can speak at this time, to how much can you sell down the holdings of Kioxia today? If there is anything that you can disclose, I very much appreciate. And the third question is, Mr. Nagayama's explanation said April 9th in the board meeting, there was the Forex restriction law, and this time for Kioxia and government policy. Any government policy that was disclosed to you that you heard and that you can disclose as well? The first question Tsunako would like to respond to. Next plan, the midterm plan. Depending on the market, we will continue to change, I said. But when I say more specifically, M&A and others, the feasibility, realizability, and IRRs will be considered. Whether there is effect meaning in making the investments, we want to review from the shareholder perspective, and R&D. Carbon neutral 2050, the Japanese government has said, towards that milestone, the company is also, we also have the technical responsibility. With the research expense budget we have today, are we at the level to achieve these goals? The investments, we will review again. And once we have the results, we will be reporting. And the second point, Kioxia. We do not intend, and it is up to Kioxia. We do not intend to do the business in itself, but it's not just with the contract with the shareholders, but there are also various regulations, and we have nothing determined as of this stage. For me, this is all. This is Nagayama. The government policy, yes, as you point out, for a case like this, the competition law of the various countries and foreign exchange and trade law, clearances are necessary from various governments. The press conference of Minister Kajiyama is in line with these laws and regulations. But what CVC has given us is not a formal proposal, and the government has not, in fact, so far, set any policy regarding this case. Sorry, the earlier Kioxia point, basically, you intend to continue with the policy of IPO, you intend to go for IPO of Kioxia. Is this the right understanding? Yes, our policy is to collaborate for the IPO. And what about selling? No change from the former policy that we will be selling. I see. Thank you. This is all for me.
We have many other people wanting to ask a question, but we're starting to run out of time, so last question. And Yao-san, I think he's back, so Yao-san, your question, please. Yao from the Nihon Keizai Shimbun, Nikkei, can you hear me? Yes, I have three questions. Some question may overlap, but the first question is to Mr. Nagayama, Chair of Nomination Committee. Now, the background that led to this announcement in changing personnel on this occasion, the board was held last week, and Tsunaka-san became executive officer at that point in time. Now, was that in view of the change expected today? I understand that the announcement was made with regards to CVC buyout the proposal. And I understand that the board meeting was brought forward, and the CVC's official, the offer had not been made yet. So what happened in the meantime? Now, the board meeting last week was to discuss this matter, and under what reasons Mr. Kurumatani resign, and under what type of situation did you decide Mr. Tsunaka is the right person? Could you talk about some of the discussions? And did you ask Mr. Kurumatani to retain as the president and CEO? Well, I have responded to this already, the background that led to this situation. Mr. Tsunakawa becoming executive officer was mainly to focus on engagement with some shareholders and to advance that engagement. And Mr. Tsunakawa is highly trusted by the investors, and so we felt that it was appropriate for him to engage with shareholders. And on that basis, we've asked Mr. Tsunakawa to assume the position as an executive officer. At the board meeting for today, we did have a number of agenda items that we wanted to discuss, which I can't disclose. But this morning, Mr. Kurumatani had requested to step down, and by chance, the date ended up being the same. But it wasn't the case that we had an extraordinary session of the board meeting today because of his request to resign today. Did that answer your question? Did you ask him to remain? So I couldn't hear your question well. Did you ask him to remain in the CEO or the president position? Well, as was part of the CEO comment, he had his issues, which had led to that to his position, and so we had to accept. So was that request made at the board? No. The request to resign was made before the board meeting was held. And so the board accepted that request. The second question is to Tsunakawa-san, the strategy for Toshiba going forward. What do you think is the current challenges for Toshiba, and how do you intend to address these challenges going forward? And confrontation with our shareholders often mentioned that Toshiba next plan, So the capital allocation policy was one of the themes under which the EGM was called by a shareholder. So your views on this, please. The challenges that we face, regaining trust with shareholders is certainly one point, but establishing a relationship or trust is probably a key word. But this is not just with the shareholders, but with employees. In fact, mainly employees. So we may have caused some concerns. We have new employees joining the company, so we want to make sure that the employees and the management can work in a united way, and to enable that is going to be a significant challenge for us, and we want to work on that, and also customers. And the customers, too, have expressed some concerns. And so we need to communicate that there will be no change to the quality as the Japanese companies. We are involved in defense industry, the nuclear social infrastructure like water. We are engaged in the social infrastructure business that supports Japan. So as a Japanese company, we want to make sure to engage our business strongly. So that's an urgent challenge, if you like. And in talking with shareholders, and I don't think the perspectives are different over a medium long term, not short term, but over a medium to long term, we want to enhance our shareholder value. And I think the management and the shareholders are aligned in that respect, so we want to engage in closer communication going forward. And the specific the capital allocation or for the shareholder returns, we want to engage in communication to make decisions and also take those decisions to execution. And by doing that, we want to regain back the relationship of trust. You talked about the anxieties of employees or the customers. Were you thinking about CVC proposal when you said that? No. Overall situation, we had change in president on this occasion that may have caused anxiety. Of course, the news coverage does mention CVC, so the employees may be concerned with that. But in that respect, for us, for the shareholders and for the employees, for the society, for the world at large, we want to come up with the best policy, and we will consider doing that. Thank you very much. And the third question is regarding the CVC proposal. I understand that it is not an official proposal as yet. So I think there is a limited information that can they share with us. But as for the discussion going forward, what type of discussion do you intend to have? To accept the proposal could also be part of the options. What type of condition will you potentially accept such an offer? So if there is any the discussion that you are able to share, we would appreciate that. Well, under my name, I have already disclosed a comment. It is an initial proposal, so without proper proposal, we can't really examine the details. And so that's the situation we are at. So what to do after the proposal is made, and we're talking about hypothetical situation there, so it's difficult for me to make comment there. So is that okay?
Understood, thank you. And as I mentioned, just one more person, Koida-san, please. Yes, thank you. The first person talked about activists and the overseas shareholders and relationship, and I want to further ask about this. At the outset, you talked about the benefits of these shareholders, but as chairman over 3 years, when Mr. Kurumatani was having dialogue with these shareholders, what were the lessons learned, and what were the difficulties, and why are the conflicts continuing? And including lessons learned from management, what are they? Communication. I think it is communication. When we talk with shareholders, the shareholders and executive officer side need alignment, we are told. We need to have the same perspective in managing the company. This, we are said, that is one thing. And the second is governance. Governance compliance. The largest shareholders, like FSMO, emphasize governance and compliance. Here we have areas that we should reflect on. We need to listen, and where we should listen to and learn lessons, we need to do so. Where we need to make reflections, we need to do so and make improvements. Then in that case, trust from shareholders. In last year's AGM, Mr. Kurumatani's 57% approval rate and Mr. Tsunakawa 90% approval rate. But Toshiba's management, and as Toshiba's top management, Mr. Tsunakawa, you may be put at the forefront going forward. The Kurumatani team or structure, I think you will be continuing into their follow the footsteps. I got the impression that you will continue to follow Mr. Kurumatani's policies. But then if you just kept following the past policy, you can fall into the same trap and mistakes or problems. So for the dialogue with overseas shareholders, as the second time being president, how are you going to handle differently? Do you have any vision? To repeat, enhance corporate value and enhance shareholder value and total shareholder return. We are the same, whether us or shareholders in this perspective. We need to talk well with shareholders, not only develop policies, but execute the policies is what we need to do. And we want to gain understanding, and we want to manage the business so that we can gain understanding as well. I see. Thank you. With this, we should like to conclude today's online press conference. Thank you very much for your participation today. Those of you participating via telephone, please do not forget to hang up the phone. Thank you. Thank you very much.